This is full-time Catholic radio for Southeast Michigan, 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Very happy to welcome back to Church and Culture music critic, music producer, Walter Simmons. He's been on the show several times before. He's internationally known. He's received the National Educational Film Festival Award and the ASCAP Deems Taylor Award for Music Criticism. He's contributed to the New Grove Dictionary of American Music, American National Biography, Fanfare, where I used to read him all the time, Music Journal and Musical America. I even own his two books on music, Voices in the Wilderness, Six American Neo-Romantic Composers, and Voices of Stone and Steel, the music of William Schumann, Vincent Persichetti, and Peter Menin. We're going to be talking about a composer that's very special to Walter Simmons, who he knew from 1970 until the composer's death. Walter Simmons, welcome to Church and Culture once again.
Thanks very much, Dio. I'm glad to be here.
Now, why is Arnold Rosner so important to you?
Well, because I think he's got a truly unique voice, you know, compositional voice. He really, although he was influenced by some of the composers from the past, he melded these influences together in a way so that once a listener becomes familiar with his music, it's instantly identifiable as Rosner. And so that's one reason that, and the voice that he has as a composer is one that appeals greatly to me, and that's why.
Well, it does to me, too. And long before you and I met, I was a fan of his music. The recordings were not plentiful, but
right.
You could find enough to appreciate it. And you've, of course, done more than anyone else in making his recordings known. They keep coming out on a regular basis. We'll be telling our listeners about those. How did you meet Arnold Rosner?
Well, we met in 1970 because of the fact that he was writing his doctoral dissertation on the music of American composer Alan Hovhaness.
Ah.
I was also a great enthusiast of Hovhaness's music at the time, and I worked for Hovhaness's publisher. So when a phone call came in from Rosner asking some questions about Hovhaness, they referred the phone to me, and that's how we met. And we got together shortly after that and realized that we had a great deal in common. And became very close friends for many years.
Well, he's a, I hate to use this word because it's thrown around so much, but I mean it, he's a spiritual composer.
Yes, absolutely, and he would fervently agree with that.
Like Hovhaness, as a matter
yes.
of fact.
Yes.
And he's a Jewish composer, and he wrote pieces that are directly in that tradition. He also wrote pieces in the Christian tradition.
Right.
And he writes, eloquently about that. But he does say, at the end of the day, music is my religion.
Right.
Did you ever talk to him about that?
Yes, we talked about it often because I happen to feel the same way. So both of us were very interested in spiritual music, regardless of the particular denomination.
Right.
So I think we felt the same way about that.
In fact, one of the most beautiful pieces we're going to listen to together is a mass without voices, but that's coming along. We'll talk about that later. Tell us, you've picked a composition of his from 1971, the year after you met Arnold
right.
Rosner. Tell us about what we're about to hear.
Okay, well, this is the Agnus Dei section from the Missa La Marmé. Rosner wrote three a cappella masses. in the traditional Catholic manner, and like many of the masses from the 16th century, he used a secular melody, which was popular at the time, back in the 16th century, La Marmée, and he built the mass around that melody.
In English, it's the armed man.
Right. And many of the 16th century composers wrote masses on that very melody. So this was definitely, and you will hear the style of the music is very much like 16th century music, which he loved. And I think you will,
it's great.
You will clearly recognize that right away.
Let's listen to Missa La Marmée by Arnold Rosner.
Thank you.
No, it's not Guillaume de Fay, it's not Josquin des Prez, it's not Palestrina or Vittoria, it's Arnold Rosner, who died only, what, a few years ago, Walter?
5 years ago.
And that's powerful stuff. And he, of course, it's Dona Nobis Pacem, grant us peace. Peace was a very important thing to this composer, wasn't it?
Yes, he was an ardent pacifist, and that was another factor that drew him to write in these Roman Catholic forms. He understood, in the words of Jesus, the kind of pacifist principles that he espoused, and in fact, the next piece that we're going to hear is another mass. Movement, but as you mentioned before, this is a mass for orchestra without singers. Its subtitle is Missa Sine Cantoribus Super Salve Regina, meaning a mass without singers on Salve Regina, which is another famous Catholic melody. Each movement of this symphony, is symphony number 5, is based on Salve Regina. But rather than sticking so close to the Palestrina style as the piece we just heard did, this one sort of starts in that vein, and more of his personality comes out. Nobody would confuse this with a work from the 16th century.
Well, this is a gorgeous piece. It's the credo movement from the Mass Without Voices, Symphony No. 5 of Arnold Rosner. Let's listen. Thank you. We just heard the Credo movement of Arnold Rosner's Fifth Symphony, written in 1973, Missa Sine Cantoribus Super Salva Regina. Walter Simmons, that music is just majestic.
Yes, it's very beautiful, isn't it?
I mean, it's overwhelmingly powerful. You just think, why can't I hear this in the concert hall?
Right, right. I would love to hear it in the concert hall sometime.
Oh, just so, that is so good. And I was reading another kind of a tribute you wrote to Rosner after he died.
Mm.
And his father owned a candy store in the Bronx, is that it?
That's right. That's right.
And so was he self-educated initially as a musician?
He started composing before he had just started taking some piano lessons, and he immediately wanted to start composing. But then he did take composition lessons after that, and eventually went to the University of Buffalo as a composition major. But this was the period when everybody had to write 12-tone music.
But he ended up getting his doctorate.
Yes, but not in composition, in theory, with his music theory, with his thesis on Alan Hovhaness.
Well, I heard some Hovhaness brass writing in that.
Oh, yes, you can hear the influence. Hovhaness was one of his influences.
I'd want to talk more about this, but I want to move on to our next piece so we can hear it in toto. It's another very, very beautiful piece written in 1968. It's a pavane, which is a slow dance.
Right.
From the 6 pastoral dances for orchestra. Tell us about this before we listen to it.
Well, this is one of his lighter pieces. It's 6 very short movements, and for chamber orchestra, and it's inspired by Elizabethan musical styles.
Well, let's listen to the pavane by Arnold Rosner.
Thank you.
We've been listening to the Pavane from Arnold Rosner's Six Pastoral Dances from 1968. Just another just gorgeous piece of music. Walter Simmons, was Rosner ever approached to write music to score a film?
No, not as far as I know.
Well, that I want our listeners to know that that piece, among some other beautiful pieces, are available on one of the many CDs you've produced. This is from Toccata. And it's Arnold Rosner Orchestral Music. It's Volume 1. There's a Volume 2 as well. I recommend listeners getting both. And the time has come to take a short break, Walter. We'll be back with more Arnold Rosner and more Walter Simmons after this short message.
Fully Alive. Reflections on the scripture readings of today's Mass with Father Pat Egan, chaplain of Ave Maria Radio.
No one can recognize Jesus as Lord except by the Holy Spirit. You are in the Spirit if the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. If Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies too. Consequently, brothers and sisters, we're not indebted to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you'll die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the flesh, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. We did not receive a spirit of slavery, but you received a spirit of adoption, through whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If only we suffer with him, so we may also be glorified with him. For this reason, we pray with the whole church at this time, Come, Holy Spirit, come, and from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor, come, source of all our store, come within our bosom, shine. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of thine, and our inmost being fill. I'm Father Pat Egan, chaplain to Ave Maria Radio, coming here on the readings read this Sunday at Mass. Inspired by the Word of God, you can be more fully alive.
With Walter Simmons, music critic, music producer, and music lovers, I'm sure are grateful to Walter for this series of wonderful recordings that he's been producing, not just of Arnold Rosner, but other Americans, such as Nicholas Flagello. And some of his work can be seen on Naxos, or heard, I should say. These particular recordings are coming mostly from Toccata. Although the next one we're going to hear is from Albany Records. They have a great, I should say, collection of American music. This one is called Evocation from Nightstone. You're going to have to explain that one for us, Walter.
Okay, well, Nightstone consists of three settings from the Song of Songs. The Song of Songs, of course, is part of the Old Testament, and unlike much of the Old Testament, which is quite philosophical, the Song of Songs is an overt celebration of sexual love. I thought that we would listen to the second of the three songs, which is titled Evocation.
By the way, Walter, I think you're exactly right about the Song of Songs, also, though some of the church fathers missed that.
either intentionally or otherwise.
Yeah, I think they, you know, the fourfold approach of interpretation kind of glossed over some of that, but I think anyone who's read it knows better. But we're going to listen to Evocation from Arnold Rosner's Nightstone, a setting of some text from the Song of Songs. We've been listening to a wonderful composition by Arnold Rosner, performed by tenor Randolph Lacy. He does a remarkable job, accompanied by the pianist Tim Hester, from a 1995 recording on Albany. This was, I think, the first recording of Rosner's music I ever heard. I have the LP of it. Nightstone, a setting for voice and piano of text from Song of Song. Boy, I tell you, Lacy really nails it in that performance, doesn't he?
Yes, that's a beautiful performance.
Now, did you produce this one, too?
No, I did not.
Well, whoever did a good job.
Uh-huh.
And about how many CDs are there of Rosner's music that's just him? Just him.
You mean that are only devoted to his music?
Yeah, recordings in general, including LPs.
There are probably about a dozen, I would estimate. And it covers all aspects of his music. There are several recordings of his chamber music. His complete vocal music is on another CD. In fact, the complete vocal music except for Nightstone, because that was on what we just heard. And, of course, a lot of orchestral music and string quartets, chamber music. He wrote 6 string quartets.
And 3 operas.
And 3 operas, yes.
I want to hear Spinoza.
Yes, that was the last major work.
I want to hear that sometime. But you released just a few months ago another recording from Toccata. It's the second volume of Rosner's orchestral music, and this kind of featured what's called 5 koans. So we're going to listen to one of those koans. That's KO/ANS. Tell us what a koan is.
Well, a koan comes from Buddhism, and Rosner defined it as a riddle, action, remark, or dialogue not comprehensible by rational understanding, but conducive to intense or prolonged meditation. And so these are sort of musical koans in the sense that they have some hidden meaning that can only be grasped through intuition.
Experience, yes.
And well, the movement that I selected is called ostinato, which is the Italian word for obstinate, because in this piece is built around a single repeated beat that occurs throughout the movement. You will hear this repeated beat. You'll hear it very clearly at the beginning, and it never stops. This is, of all the pieces that I'm playing today, probably the one that owes the least to early music. So I thought it would provide a nice contrast.
Yes, let's listen to ostinato from the latest recording of the music of Arnold Rosner. This is from his 5 koans. Thank you. I like that. That's ostinato from the five koans, or riddles, composer Arnold Rosner. Well, Walter, it felt more like pagan spirituality, but spirituality nonetheless.
Yes, you could see it that way. You definitely could.
But so powerful. I mean, think of Stravinsky, Rite of Spring, and so forth, but it's more... it's more molded, more proportional than Stravinsky.
You could say that. You could say that.
But his, you know, I noticed in one of the pieces you wrote about Rosner that his inspirations were people like Ray Vaughan Williams, Hovhannes, Carl Nielsen.
Yes. Even.
And these were all composers trying to find their way through through the culture of modernity, which it's broken tablets, as it were, because post World War I and World War II confusion, it's finding something beautiful in spite of it, and in spite of what in music soon became known as serialism or 12-tone music. And Rosner rises above many of the efforts of other composers to do that.
Yes, I think so. I think so.
Now, in this last piece, you've chosen a solo piano piece, again with a spiritual message. This is from the story of Noah, and the text is, "And he sent forth a dove." Tell us about this piece.
Well, the title is "And he sent forth a dove," and you're right that it comes from Noah, who sent the dove to see whether they were near dry land, and if the dove didn't return, the assumption was that they were near land. It's a very short piece, not terribly difficult to play, and I thought it would be a nice piece to go out on.
And who's the pianist?
The pianist is Donna Amato, and this is on an Albany CD of his complete music for solo piano.
Well, let's listen to a solo piano piece by Arnold Rosner based upon the Noah story, "And he sent forth a dove." Sent forth a dove, Noah did, to see if there was any dry land, and if the dove didn't return, that was the good news. And that piece certainly ends on a very hopeful and poignant kind of note.
Yes, I thought so.
And it's I was looking here at a list of Rosner's piano music. He did write three piano sonatas.
Right.
Did he compose it to piano, Walter?
Yes, he did.
And did he favor in any kind of composition over another? Or it looked pretty spread out and even.
Yes, it was pretty spread out and even. He was not crazy about the solo piano, and so that's why all his piano music could fit on one CD. But he wrote 8 symphonies and, as I mentioned, 6 string quartets and a whole variety of other kinds of music. I don't know that he had any particular medium as a favorite.
But he certainly had a sound world, so to
yes.
speak. And how would you compare him to other, and you've written the book on American neo-romantics, but he's not in it.
No, he's not in it because that really referred to a particular generation of composers that were born, you know, between 1900 and 1930. But Rosner was definitely a neo-romantic, but his music differs from theirs in that it wasn't based on the immediate precursors such as Puccini and Rachmaninoff and Strauss. In fact, Rosner actually would have liked to have erased the entire 18th and 19th century of music. He had no use for the 18th century classical period and most of the 19th century romantic music. He would have liked to have gone directly from perhaps Monteverdi right into Hovhannes and Vaughan Williams.
So he was a Renaissance composer in the modern age.
That's right, and that's what I like so much about the Fifth Symphony that we played earlier. It's a Renaissance piece in a modern dress.
You told me that you're getting ready to record one of his greatest works that's never been performed at all.
That's right. We're planning to do his Requiem, which is a piece that draws upon all the different religions, and as well as some secular poetry that fits in, we're very excited about this and eager to get it going. I think I like to think that each of these recordings that we're doing has something new and exciting to offer.
Well, they do, because I listen to them, but also you're leaving an incredible legacy. I mean, at this rate, you're making it possible for people, including conductors, performers, directors of orchestras, and so forth, to really come face to face with what he offers as a musician and why it should be out there in the concert halls.
Yes, I just hope that there are people who will have the opportunity to listen to it.
I would travel far to hear that Fifth Symphony performed and any of the pieces that you played today. So, Walter Simmons, music critic, music producer, and author of several books on modern American music. I really appreciate your coming back to Church and Culture. It's been too long.
Yes, well, I appreciate your having me back, and I'm happy to present music by these composers that I feel have a lot to offer
yes.
and haven't been heard enough.
Well, this particular composer has a deep spirituality, which I'm sure our listeners appreciated. We appreciate
you
telling us about it and sharing it with us. Are you listening? I'll be back on this day and this time next week.
If you have any comments or questions about Church and Culture, you can contact Deal Hudson at dhudson@avemariaradio.net.